Time in Africa.
Hello, good people. Howdy, buddy. This is Heather Maxwell from Washington, D.C., bringing you another exciting hour of the best Pan-African music. Yeah, it's finally here. This is Music Time in Africa's 50th anniversary special. We're gonna take a journey through the last 5 decades of Music Time to celebrate our rightful and glorious claim as Voice of America's longest-running program. That's no small feat in the radio business, or the music business for that matter. If we've lasted this long, we know we're good. So join the party, relax, and enjoy the next 60 minutes of amazing music that we've been broadcasting since 1965. The show's also bubbling with plenty of cheer and goodwill from well-wishers inside VOA, some of those voices you might recognize, and from you, our loyal African music-loving listeners, as you all toast and wish us a happy golden anniversary. Kicking off the celebration, here's a tune many of you should recognize as the original theme song to Music Time in Africa, Zamzi, by the popular 1960s band from Sierra Leone, The Heartbeats. Zamzi na diotipo. This is Heather, and that was Zamzi by The Heartbeats, Music Time in Africa's original theme song that ran for 47 years. I'm especially happy you're tuned in today because, have you heard? It's our golden anniversary! We've been bopping and grooving on the African airwaves from shortwave to FM for 50 years. Now, for the next 15 minutes or so, we're going back to the sound of the 60s to listen and learn how our legendary music show was born. the founder and host of Music Time in Africa, was a jovial, charismatic sound technician and music lover himself named Leo Sarkisian. Widely known as the Music Man, Leo made the very first broadcasts of Music Time in Africa there in Monrovia in the month of May 1965.
Hi, I'm Larry London. I'm the host of Border Crossings, and I want to take an opportunity to say hi to everyone tuned in to Music Time in Africa. This is a very special time and a special occasion. It's the 50th anniversary of this great show, and it's great because you know it. And you know it's great because it's lasted 50 years. Wow, what a super accomplishment. Heather, you don't look a day over 50. So congratulations to you on a great job with a great show. Music Time in Africa.
It's not my birthday, Larry. That's Larry London from Border Crossings. That crazy guy is just one of many more VOA stars, leaders, and fans to pop in and say congrats for our 50th anniversary. 1964 to 68 Monrovia. That was the germinating period and place for MTIA. Music for the show was often recorded live by Leo himself. Hundreds of local and regional musicians would come to the Voice of America studios in downtown Monrovia for Leo to record them. He would then play those original recordings on his show. The song we opened with, Zamzi, for example, was made in 64. And by the time Leo aired his first program in 65, he'd decided on Zamzi as the show's theme song. The Monrovia studio wasn't Leo's only source of music for MTIA, though. He also went hunting for good music in Liberia and elsewhere in towns, cities, and villages. In one western Nigerian village, for example, Leo recorded this incredible music by Tiamiju Abiodun and his Apala group. Beautiful. Now, in Nigeria's capital city at the time, Lagos, Leo recorded this young artist in the VOA studios there when he was still playing high life with his group Kula Lubitos.
Track two, take two. My Binyawa.
Yep, that's Bella Ransom Kuti from 1965, before he came into his own as the Afrobeat originator and used his music as a weapon. Yeah, and that song, along with several others Leo recorded with Fela that day, has never been released. So to this day, you can only hear it, yes, you got it, on Music Time in Africa. This is Heather, and we're on a musical journey today to celebrate our 50th anniversary. More about Leo and those golden oldies right after this message.
50 years, 5 decades, 600 months. No matter how you add it up, Music Time in Africa has been around for a long time. Hi, this is VOA's Joe DiCapua, wishing Music Time in Africa a happy golden anniversary. Here's to another 50 years.
Now, back to the beginning of our Music Time in Africa story. So, Leo recorded traditional and popular music every which way he could while stationed in Monrovia. This early collection made up the foundation of the Sarkisian African Music Library, which today holds over 10,000 recordings. Here's a sample of one of his early broadcasts from Monrovia with co-host Sue Moran. He'd just come back from Mauritania.
It's Music Time in Africa. Hello again and welcome back. This is Sue Moran, and today I have another program of traditional and popular music of Africa. We're going to visit the Islamic Republic of Mauritania today. This will be the first time we've presented Mauritanian music on our Music Time show. And to help me tell you about it, our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, will be joining us.
Well, in the first place, there are two main instruments played by the Moorish griots, the tidinet and the ardin. The tidinet, which appears to be reserved for men, is a four-string lute, and it sounds like this. It has a wooden sound box with a skin stretched over it.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show. I've got one more musical treasure for you that Leo collected in the early years of Music Time in Africa from Ethiopia. But first, this.
Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. And here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to my friends Heather Maxwell and Leo Sarkisian on the occasion of Music Time in Africa's 50th anniversary. Happy anniversary, Music Time in Africa.
Oh, thank you, Sonny of Sunny Side of Sports. He's a good guy, that one. Let's linger in Leo's 1960s crop of beautiful classic music for just one more song. Then we'll move up in time. During his first trip to Addis Ababa in 1968, the music director of Radio Ethiopia gave Leo a reel of 15 songs featuring the police orchestra, the Imperial Bodyguard Band, and some of that country's all-time greatest singers. Here's a live recording of a duet by the legendary singers Tlahun Gesese and Bezunish Bekela. The song Al Chalkum was Tlahun's most famous and most controversial song. Tlahun opens the song and Bezunish takes it home.
Banchi bahri na dallo al chalku marom biyalhay iskama che banchi bahri na dallo al chalku marom biyalhay yanch bahri salachan yana tanchana kundam lahora al chalku nazmishin al chalku melhon yeran kum
Full. Hey everybody, this is Heather, and that was a 1961 recording of Al Chalkum, a duo sung by Tlahun Gesese and Bezunish Bekele. You can only hear this on Music Time.
Happy 50th anniversary to Music Time in Africa, and congratulations to Heather Maxwell for continuing to bring us the best in African music, and of course to Leo Sarkisian for starting it all right here at the VOA. So get off your seat and get on your feet and get ready to dance to the beat of a legendary program, Music Time in Africa. Music forever.
Ah, yeah.
Thanks, Kim Lewis, co-host of Africa News Tonight. Now, as promised at the top of the show, we are going on a journey up through the decades that Music Time in Africa has been on the air. All through the 70s, Leo Sarkisian broadcast the show from Washington, D.C. Let's enjoy one full-length song that, had we been listening virtually anywhere in Africa on shortwave radio, we'd have heard and danced to with delight. Here's the Kawere Boys from Western Kenya, Aumasili. It's a love song that was released on A.P. Chandrana's Hundwe label in 1974. Herman Dinda sings, "Sili from Kosa, let me sing for you. When I think about you, I can't sleep."
Thank you.
y'all doing? This is Heather, and we're on the tail end of Almasili by the Kawere Boys, a big selling single in the 1970s in Luoland, but also in Tanzania, Malawi, South Africa, Nigeria, Cameroon, and other parts of West Africa, too.
Hi, I am John Tanza, host of VOA's South Sudan in Focus. Congratulations to Music Time in Africa for playing good African music for 50 years. It is indeed music to my ears.
Thanks, John Tanza, host of South Sudan in Focus.
Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa.
Hey, hey, Heather here, and I'm all about telling the story of MTIA's long, illustrious life. So back to the founder of the show, Leo the Music Man. Once based in Washington, he routinely took months-long tours to Africa every year, eventually reaching every nation on the continent, except for South Sudan, of course. This kept his library fresh and up to date. Now, when I want to play an oldie, I just pull one of his records and get to it, like this.
Sasa. Suffer for me. And if I should forget you, therefore I forget.
Sweet Mother by Prince Nico Mbarka and his Rocafil Jazz, recorded in 1976.
This is Sonia Lawrence Green. I'm the Chief of English to Africa, and I'm proud to say that Music Time in Africa, on its 50th anniversary, has really achieved a milestone. It is the longest-running show, not just in our service, but in the entire of the Voice of America. We're so proud of the joy that it has brought to our listeners, and we wish for another good 50 years ahead. Congratulations, Music Time in Africa.
Now, let's take a break from history and hear what our fans of today have to say. Hello, Gwen. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Heather. It's great to see you, too.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has.
You know, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this month.
I know, Heather. Happy anniversary and congratulations.
Thanks, Gwen.
Well, I know you have a lot of messages and mail to read about the 50th and what it means to people.
Yes, I do. First of all, Heather, you posed the question on Facebook, what is your fondest memory of Music Time in Africa? And here's what they had to say.
All right.
Usman Zakari Ibrahim says, whenever my favorite music is being played or when I hear my message being read on the program.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Amara Henry says this, wow, the day I discovered MTIA show on the radio. Hmm. That was great and memorable. Long live MTIA, long live VOA.
Thank you, Amara.
Abdulhayat Mohammed answers, all the African music you play. And Amzo Igorome says, whenever I hear the music of Nigeria, playing it takes me back home.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
They are. But we have more, too. Now, these next few are sort of free-form responses to your question.
Oh, okay, no problem. I like free-form.
Imboswo Benny Magina says, VOA broadcasting has grown old. 50 years in broadcasting goes hand in glove with improvement. I will be celebrating the 50-year anniversary with VOA Radio in South Africa.
Oh, great!
J.B. James Brown, who is actually a fan right here inside VOA in Washington, he says, just my wish for MTIA, long, long life and more good things. God bless all those people, artists, journalists, and the audience who made it possible.
Oh, great. Well, I can thank him in person now, can't I?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, JB.
Oh, and longtime fan Mooley Davis wrote a toast.
Oh.
Heather, congratulations on your anniversary. It was necessary. 50 years is no joke. Toast to some Coke. Thanks to God, as we smile and nod, Mooley.
That's so original and
I know.
Lovely. Thanks, Mooley. What a great toast. I wish we had some champagne in the studio.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would.
Now, this last group of mail comes from your group page on Facebook after you posted that picture of yourself tossing out the old life-size poster of you and putting up the new one that says 50th Anniversary
MTIA. I remember that, yeah. And a lot of people responded to that post, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, well, let's read them off together.
Okay, well, first off, from Solomon Abugri. Wow, me loving your show always. Happy 50th anniversary in advance.
Rich Mario, celebrity dude from Accra, he posts this. Wow, great happy anniversary.
From Nigeria, wish you the best. I'm Joy Joseph from Kano.
P.S. Buba Muhammad, also from Nigeria, happy anniversary.
From Cameroon, Clevis Tata says, Music Time Africa, happy anniversary. Bon anniversaire. Oh, that's French. I don't speak to it.
That sounded beautiful.
No.
Amber Van Schendel says, fantastic happy anniversary.
Kazibwe Israel Andrew. Woo! Congratulations!
Umar Ali, wishing Music Time in Africa many more years to come. Happy anniversary.
Salim Wiz and Zaki Wodaje both wrote, happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Senam Yao Agbolosu, he writes, j'adore la musique africaine. Kudos.
Oh, nice.
That's French again.
Yeah, very nice. Adamu Lawa Jadawa. Happy anniversary. We await the special program from you.
Oh, it's happening right now.
It is.
And James Smasher Smasher. Wahoo! He says, that's beautiful. I love that. I spend 50% of my time listening to your program every day.
And finally, Maroon Afroworki says, happy anniversary. Thank you, Music Time in Africa, for letting us hear our lovely culture.
Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yay!
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Without you, you know, we would never have lasted 50 years, would we, Gwen?
No.
Mm-mm. So from me and Gwen and the rest of the Music Time in Africa crew and the Voice of America, we all thank you for being such loyal and gracious fans.
Mwah. Mwah.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hello, everybody. You know, personalities make a radio show like this, and Leo Sarkisian did it for 40 straight years. Right after the song Sweet Mother took the continent by storm, Leo found a new co-host named Rita Rochelle. Together, they rocked this show from 1978 to 2005.
A very good Sunday evening to you, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle. Hello again, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa.
And now here's Leo.
And I'm Leo Sarkisian. Happy to have you with us today. Sunday, December 23rd, and this coming Tuesday...
Oh, Leo! Throughout that dynamic duo's nearly three decades on air, I was on my own quest as a young woman to learn and to live African music. I learned to speak and sing in French and Bambara. I studied and taught music and sang with local groups in Ghana, Mali, Ivory Coast, and Burkina Faso. Here's one little snippet from my 1991 album, Woro, recorded in Abidjan. That was Domba Kononi, my own remake of a traditional folk song from Mali. Now, one song I'm sure many of you heard, or at least your parents remember hearing, on MTIA and many other radio stations across Africa is Zangalewa by the Golden Sounds in 1986. I remember loving this song and hearing it everywhere in West Africa.
Zangalewa. Sakaliwa, Sakaliwa, Sakaliwa,
à droite. Quand je pousse à droite, toi tu pousses à gauche.
On se tâche.
Toujours.
On se tâche.
Toujours.
En avant. Marche.
It's music time in Africa.
Ventilateur.
And 14 years later, the song reigns again with Shakira, featuring South African group Freshly Ground.
Dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh-oh, and if you fold it up, eh-eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh-eh. Time for Africa.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
I'm Yigis Wuhib, co-host of English to Africa, extending a big congratulations for Music Time in Africa on this, the 50th anniversary. Looking forward for more great music and entertainment in the coming years. Kudos once again, Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Yehias, from African News Tonight, and all of you, our wonderful fans, to whom we owe all of our love, appreciation, and respect. This is Heather. And now, let's get our groove on to the sounds of the many decades we have been on air. We're still in the era of Music Time in Africa, when the dynamic duo Leo and co-host Rita ruled the roost. Let's enjoy this 1997 release from Abidjan that was a game-changer in popular African music. Magic System's hit single Premier Gaou and dance style known as Zouglou sparked the beginning of a new wave of popular dance music that shifted the continent's musical vortex from Central to West Africa.
Deuxième cas où qui est Nyatao. Tu m'as chez ma taille, coco, on frappe à ma porte.
right. That was Premier Gawu by Magic System. That song was an African super hit in the late 90s. And the Zouglou group is still churning out hot numbers today in 2015. Bravo.
Music Time in Africa. And
check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Here's a word of congratulations from one of our current Music Time in Africa fans, Eugene Owusu, a student at University of Ghana, Legon, and broadcast journalist at Radio Universe, 105.7 FM, the campus radio station there.
Yeah, Eugene Salamos is my name. I'm from Bakpo, Afri University of Ghana. I've been listening to the show for some time now, and I might say that we are really doing it when it comes to playing the best of indigenous African music across the continent. You are number one. Even you play more African music than the FM station, the radio station we have in Africa. And I always come back to tune to the Voice of America and listen to indigenous and top-notch African music. So I must say that we're doing very well. I always listen. You have classic taste in African music, and I always drop off my heart to you. You are really, really doing well, Maxwell.
And now, back to the music with your host, Heather Maxwell.
Hi, beauties and beaux. Rolling along to the sounds of the decades through which Music Time in Africa has been on air, we come to Mali in the late 90s. That country began making its mark across Africa and abroad for its phenomenal string music, from the kora to the guitar. Ali Farka Touré, the legendary guitarist from Niafunke near Timbuktu, made music that inspired the birth of the genre known worldwide today as the desert blues. Right, hello, how's everybody doing? That was Ala Ouya by legendary Ali Farka Touré from Mali, who later became world famous for his blues guitar style. Touré passed away in 2006.
Hi, good friends.
This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Now, back to our 50-year-long history. The changing of the guards. In 2005, the great Leo Sarkisian retired. He handed the helm to Matthew Lavoie, an ethnomusicologist like Leo before him, and me after. Matthew was host for 6 years, the new music man for Africa.
I'm Matthew Lavoie, your VOA music man for Africa.
Yes, he adapted the show to run 60 minutes on weekends, did away with a co-host, and created a companion blog. In 2012, I stepped on the stage. Now there's a social media and television outlet for the show, a YouTube channel, and more great music. But the central force of the program has always been the featuring of new and old traditional and popular music, presented by active African music scholars who research the music, live, love, and breathe it.
Hello, I am David Van Lee, host of the African Beat Music Show right here on The Voice of America. Today, I am here to congratulate our sister music show, Music Time in Africa, for being around for 50 years. Wow, 50 years of playing beautiful African music. From Leo to Matthew to Ada, and one interesting thing about the trio is that they are non-Africans, but they've made us feel the Africanness in the show. Music Time in Africa, you are the best. We love you, and congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, David Vandy, from our sister music show, African Beat. This is Heather, and we're almost to the end of the program. There's more music coming up, but first, one last word from Leo Sarkisian in one of his last radio interviews in 2014. He summarizes his life with an African proverb.
After working all through Africa all these years also, my life has been exactly like an old African proverb. And the proverb is, when door open, go in. And that's, my whole life has been like that. When Colonel Fogel knocked on my door in New York and offered me to work with him, it was a door and it was open for me and I walked in. And my life has just been like that, right up till Voice of America, when Ed Morrow came and knocked on my door in Conakry, Guinea. And he says, when you come back to the States, please come to see me. I'd like to have you work for the Voice of America. And there it was. Knock on the door, door open, I walked in. And right now, I've completed my whole life of walking in doors. Now, I told my wife, I says, I'm knocking the door of our home, and this is it. I'm coming in.
Solasila
That beautiful song is Simbo by Kase Madi Jabate, featuring Makan Tunkara, Lasine Kuyate, and Vincent Segal.
VOA.
This is Heather, and now we're going to hear The Woman We Share. It's a live song recorded during one of my favorite interviews to date as host on Music Time in Africa. The great Oliver Mutukudzi came to VOA here in Washington, just walked in the studio with his acoustic guitar in jeans and a t-shirt. So unassuming. But when he opens his voice and touches those strings, it's magic.
We are who we are because of her.
Oh, nice.
She takes care of me, she takes care of him, and it's the woman we share.
All right.
That's Oliver Mutukudzi with The Woman We Share, performing live in Studio 4 at VOA headquarters in Washington, 2013. And we're all out of time. Thanks for joining me today on this special 50th anniversary program. I hope you liked it and that you promise to meet me back here next week, same time, same place, Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000 and 2200 UTC. Stay well, people, and stay blessed. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa.